Good morning, everybody. Thanks for joining me for this midweek walk and ramble. I'm outside walking my way to wealth, and I want you guys to join me as well. Put in your earbuds and listen to this very short episode where I'm going to reflect on my previous episode and give you a heads up on what's coming up this weekend. So, yeah, I'm out walking this morning and sitting on that park bench that I tell you about where I just think about you guys that are listening to the podcast and how thankful I am that you're with me and thankful that you guys have found the financial independent community and you're trying to do better with your money every single week, every single month. And you know what? I really applaud you guys because at the end of the year in 2021, when we get to December, you're going to look back and say, wow, I did a great job. I really was intentional with my money. And I made a difference in my life. And if you take that feeling that you're going to have in December and you multiply that by 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and 15 years, just think about where you're going to land in 10 or 15 years. Take a moment, really, and just think about how proud you guys should all be of yourselves as you're making these changes in your life. And by joining me every week, I hope that I'm giving you motivation to help you on that journey, to never give up, because so many of us, a lot of times, like to give up. I know when I was first thinking about this, as you know, in my mid-30s, I never thought I could do it. It just wasn't something I really believed in myself until I turned that around. And I know many of you then are probably trying to turn things around. We've got all sorts of people listening to the Broke at 40 show. We've got people, as you know, that are in the very beginning of the journey that may have just found podcasts like this where people are talking about their journeys. We've got people that might be in the middle of their journey where maybe they have amassed a certain amount of wealth, but they still don't feel like that can sustain them in the future, that engine isn't quite large enough yet, but it will be. And then we have other people that are getting close to wanting to quit their jobs, but they're still not sure, right? They're still not sure if they've amassed enough wealth to sustain them for the rest of their lives. And that has to do then with, as you know, how old you are, for one thing, and if you have the courage and the knowledge to back it up to maybe make those changes. And when to pull that trigger is what ultimately I think this show is going to be about. So I wanted to take just a minute here and talk through my reflections of my previous episode on can money buy happiness and is it going to be, for me, happily ever after? So thank you, all of you that listened to that episode. It seems to have, you know, sparked a chord, I think, with a lot of folks because I know that many people listen to it. It's an age-old question of can money buy happiness, you know, and here we are going into Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. For those of you that have your mothers that are still in your lives like I do, it's awesome, it's great, it's wonderful. You know, those are the things I think about. My friends, my family, those are the things that truly make us happy, in my opinion. Even if I didn't amass the amount of wealth that I have at this point in my life at age 55, I would still find it in my heart to be happy because I have all of those things that truly make me happy. And yes, I would have been miserable, as I said, if I did not do what I did. And so take that away and think about it as far as you have the control of your financial destiny. And so it may not make you happier in the future in 5 to 10 to 15 years, but yeah, it can certainly make you miserable had you not done that. So I also want to switch gears a little bit as I'm sitting here on the park bench and talk to you a little bit about my episode coming up this weekend. I kind of woke up the other morning and thought to myself, the 4% rule, is it still alive or is it dead? Many of you may know the 4% rule, and I'm going to be exploring that on this episode coming up. I'm going to let you know if Evan believes in the 4% rule for my own financial journey towards independence, okay? And I would like all of you to think about that and apply the concepts and the thoughts that I'm going to be thinking about for myself to your own situation. Because think about it, as we're going towards financial independence, we have to then start switching our mindset to think about the distribution phase. So again, I know many of you are at different places in your journey. You may not be thinking about the distribution phase where you quit working, but you've got to have those things on your radar. So we'll be talking about that this weekend. And the 4% rule, some people think, no, it's not good, it's too high. A lot of people think, like Vanguard, for example, and many other investment firms are saying to us things like, the gains in the future, as we look back, let's say we flash forward 10 or 15 years into the future, and we look back, what will that average rate of return be? Even though it's going to fluctuate by year, as you know, that I've shared with you guys over the past 15 years, how my investments might be really great one year, really low another year. But they're saying that because we've been in this bull market for so long, we probably won't see the same gains that we saw over these past 15 years since the Great Recession. So with that in mind, knowing that the returns may be lower because inflation may be higher, which is a net result for your gain, I think then it's super important to always remember that you have in your control certain things that you can do as you move forward to offset the potential of lower gains. And what are those things that you can do? You can reduce your expenses to as low as they possibly can be. That's pretty much it. I'm sure there are other things like passive income that you could generate through real estate, for example, and other items. But I did hear on a podcast just recently, Pete the Planner, I think it was. I just got interested in Pete the Planner. And you may want to check out his channel. I'll probably do an episode completely on one of his episodes because I think he's really great. Just heard about him. I think he lives in Indianapolis, Indiana. And again, just go to any podcast platform and type in Pete the Planner. So I've been listening to him. He's younger than me, has a great podcast, which is a radio show too, I believe, and they produce that, and you get to listen in at them, and they're funny, they're a joy to listen to. But I think it was him that said, we have it in our control, obviously, to reduce our expenses. Yeah, we can't control what gains we're going to see in the future, but we can and we should control what we can control, which is to do our best to keep our expenses super low. So thank you for joining me, everybody, for this short midweek walk and ramble. I hope you enjoyed it. Just wanted to pop into the podcast and really see how you guys are doing. I hope that all of you are doing well with your money this year so far as we go into May of 2021. If not, try to be. And I'm very excited that you're joining me here each week on the Broke at 40 podcast. So stay tuned for this weekend. We're going to have an episode on the 4% rule and if I believe in that for my own journey going forward.